The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mike Peterson of KMA in Shenandoah and Dale Wagner with the Sac Sun. Mike, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
With the controversy surrounding the delay in last week's Iowa Democratic presidential caucuses, what do you think are the chances Iowa will lose its first of the nation caucus status in the election schedule and maybe even drop the caucuses and go to a straight primary instead?
I think if you went to a straight primary, you would have to have the legislature legislated because that would be run by the government, whereas caucuses are run by the political party. So you need to ask people at the legislature. But for my part, with or without the president saying what he did last week, that he was in favor of Iowa being first in the nation. So if he's president for five more years, I don't think there's any doubt that we're going to be first in the nation. In regard to his not being president, I still think we're going to be in regard to it. Because stop to think, Democrats are in hot water now because of what happened a week ago, but none of that has created a rift between Republicans and Democrats. So I get back to something that's been pretty basic for 50 years. As long as the Republicans and Democrats in Iowa are on the same wavelength, Republicans and Democrats are on the same wavelength for New Hampshire to be second or first in the nation on primaries, and it continues to be bi-state, bipartisan cooperation, I think it's going to stay. Besides just the ideological advantage of in Iowa and New Hampshire, people without much money can run for president of the United States, and it seems to me we ought to retain that sort of environment if you want democracy to flow. And then remember that that Senator Ernst and I and Governor Reynolds put out a statement in support of it. And then the president's tweet last week, I think, is pretty good. And then you had our Republican state chairman, Jeff Kaufman, defending the Democrat state chairman a week ago when this was all brought to light. Dale Saxon?
Yes, Senator. President Trump has submitted a $4.8 trillion budget proposal. If you've had a chance to look at that, what do you like in it? What don't you like in it?
I've been briefed on it, but I haven't read it, and we couldn't even talk about it till 12:30 Eastern time. I think there's something basic about a president's budget. It's pretty important to have one so you know what the president's priorities are. But remember, the president proposes, Congress disposes because of our power of the purse that we have under the Constitution. So at this point, I'm going to limit my remarks until I get deeper into it. Mike Peterson.
Yes, Senator, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announced last week it increased the outposts in the Gavin's Point Dam in South Dakota from 30,000 to 35,000 cubic feet per second. Now, do you believe that the Corps is doing everything it can this time around to prevent another round of flooding this spring or summer?
Well, I'd have to compare that figure with other figures they've used in recent years. But if they're telling you that they're doing it because they want more space to store runoff from snow and rains this spring so we don't have another flooding, I would give them credit for it, not knowing exactly whether the figure you gave me is the right figure. It ought to be something a little bit more. But I assume, based upon how they've been criticized for not having flooding being their number one responsibility, that maybe they're trying to make up for years lost when they didn't manage it with that first in mind. Does that answer I give you, because you know more about it than I do, because I hadn't heard this information yet. But
well, that was put out in a press release by the Corps last week, and then they confirmed it in a conference call back on Thursday. They had one of their monthly conference calls.
Was that their motivation, the way I answered your question?
That's basically it from what I understand. They're concerned about the storage capacity as well as the saturation that remains up north. And yeah. I know I talked to Mike Roselius in Fremont County here, and he's kind of concerned about the saturation that where the areas were hit by flooding and what happens when that starts to melt. So
yeah.
That's basically the gist I got from the Corps.
Okay, Dale?
Yes, Senator. You've been championing the Prescription Drug Pricing Reduction Act. How likely is that to move through the House, and what's that impact going to be on the average American should it get through?
Let me answer the last question first. It's going to reduce drug costs. It's going to have some savings for the taxpayers. It's going to have a figure that there'll be a limit on out-of-pocket expenditures. Might save in the area of $100 billion. It ought to lower out-of-pocket costs, as I've said, not only by putting the limit on, but otherwise. It ought to lower the cost of premiums. This is a Medicare bill, but it ought to have an impact on the commercial market as well. And it increases transparency. So the extent to which you have more transparency, the marketplace ought to work better. And then the fact that the big pharmaceutical companies are fighting my bill ought to say more than all the other reasons I've given you. And the first part of your question would be best answered by what happened last week. Even though I've been working with the White House going back to the period of time in July, and they've been supporting my bill, when it got out of committee 19-9, they've been working with us since then. We've never had a oral statement by the president. We had a tweet a couple months ago, but no oral statement by the president that he supported it. So there's no doubt now that he would sign a bill that Chuck Grassley could put on his desk. Then it was reinforced the next morning on cable television when Vice President Pence said that he supported the Grassley-Wyden bill. The only bipartisan bill, well, first of all, it's the only bipartisan bill. The other two bills, the one Pelosi got passed, the one that other Republicans have introduced in the House, in the Senate, none of those can get 60 votes that you have to have in the United States Senate. So then, bottom line of it is, my bill is the only one that can get 60 votes, so that's where the concentration is going to have to be if you want to do something about expensive drugs. And remember, either third, fourth, or fifth on the list of the most important issues for the upcoming election is the cost of prescription drugs. Mike?
Yes. Senator, you mentioned the budget proposal earlier from the president, and there's reports that cuts in Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid would be included in the budget. How likely do you think that's going to happen, that some sort of reduction in entitlement programs would be included in Trump's proposed budget?
Well, if you're talking about Social Security checks being cut or even increases in Social Security checks to be cut, that's entirely out of the picture. And also on Medicare, there won't be any changes in Medicare. This doesn't only go because I'm saying that about this president's budget. When he was a campaigning for president, I first heard it at a Republican caucus before he was not even nominated when I first heard it. And somebody said, well, we got to do something about Social Security and Medicare. The president of the United States said, we aren't going to do anything to cut Social Security and Medicare. And he's been saying the same thing for 5 years now. Dale?
Yes, sir. It's 2020. The U.S. Census is now getting ready to start counting people. Any positive or negative feedback you've already been made aware of with this process?
No, just the opposite. I think people are glad to be counted. They're glad to participate in it. By the way, this is the last question, so let me finish your question. I think it'll go off pretty smoothly in Iowa, and Iowa's the only one that I can speak about. I don't know the problems that we've had in the past in other cities, but I believe it's going to go along very smooth, and I'm going to encourage Iowans to cooperate with it.
Thank you, Mike and Dale, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.